Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Arizona Wildcat 2021 preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you're going to risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, remember to take some time and chill and grab the perfect cold refreshment, Coors Light. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, our app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all of our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of the contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Arizona Wildcat Edition season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
How are you, pal? We're talking Wildcat football. To quote the movie Speed, tell that Wildcat behind the wheel, right? And remember, what does Keanu Reeves say? He says, Arizona, good football team. Well, shit, those days haven't happened in a long time, Patty C, but I'm going to cue up some Dundee music. Here we go.
Rile us up for the Wildcats.
Jed Fish hired. This guy's got coaching pedigree, Patty C. He's coached with Jim Harbaugh. He's coached with Pete Carroll. He's coached with Bill Belichick. He's coached with Brian Billick. He's coached with a lot of other winners. This guy, Sean McVay, Jim Mora Jr., friend
this
of the program.
This guy's coaching pedigree, right? Is longer than my hello.
But what this guy can do is he realizes he's got to bring things back. He's got to bring a toughness to Arizona back. And that's why he brings in Don Brown on the defensive side of the ball. He brings in Chuck Cecil.
Oh, say no more.
Arizona Wildcat that will kick the tar out of you back in the day. Ooh. Sometimes you just got to go down a rabbit hole of watching Chuck Cecil highlights on YouTube. But here we are. And I think they're actually, you know, what do you think of the Fish hire?
You're getting me hyped up on this like extended run Dundee music.
Yeah.
Am I excited about the Jed Fish hire? We'll see. I mean,
I think this is an underrated hire.
What is it? 12 stops in 20 years here, we said.
Yeah.
So,
this is the bus station, man.
Yeah. If I have that correct, I mean, that may even be,
he was everywhere, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Everywhere.
Gosh, the guy doesn't stop, but, what he may have learned along the way is how to be an effective CEO. And that seems to be the role that he is taking on early on here, as he is putting the pieces in the right places and, you know, kind of taking on, he's not trying to be the center of attention. He is really all about like putting the spotlight on the people that he has hired. And so I think that that's a good formula. Generally speaking, who knows at Arizona, it's a tough place to win. Obviously Rich Rodriguez, a great X's and O's guy.
He was getting it done. He got it done. He went to the Pac-12 championship with the Wildcats.
Yeah, got him in the Peach Bowl. That Rich Rod, you know, Rich Rod's going to do what he does. He did
Dick
a good job.
Tomey in the 90s had them as like a top 10 team.
That's right.
With Chuck Cecil and stuff and Teddy Bruschi and those guys.
The
Desert Swarm defense.
Desert Swarm defense. That's right.
I love the Don Brown hire.
Dick Tomey, 10-2 in 93, 12-1 in 98. Finished number four in 1998. That doesn't happen very often in Arizona. Is Jed Fish the kind of guy that can bring them back?
I like his staff, bringing in Don Brown, bringing in Chuck Cecil, Scotty Graham, former Vikings running back, coaching the running backs. And really, I think this hire might be better than what it's not a sexy hire, but I think it's something that I think is flying under the radar. I like how active he's been in the transfer portal. Now, sure, he lost Grant Gunnell, the quarterback, to Memphis. But last year, Will Plummer played some. You mix him in with, they got a Wazoo transfer and Gunner Cruz. So from one Gunner to another Gunner, Petty C. I think, and then they have a South Florida transfer in Jordan McLeod. But I think Will Plummer played good in the limited time we saw him a season ago. Now you enter in a bunch of transfers. I hit on Gunner Cruz from Wazoo. And obviously Jaden Delora, his success as a freshman, he's like, okay, I'm out. Let me go to Arizona. How about Drake Anderson, son of former Northwestern Wildcat running back Damian Anderson? This guy at Northwestern rushed for 926 yards and 5 touchdowns. He led the Wildcats in rushing in 2019. He transfers in to Arizona State, or I'm sorry, Arizona, not Arizona State, but they're gonna have a good backfield between him and Michael Wiley. That guy, Michael Wiley, who was there last year. I was really impressed with Michael Wiley. So I think the backfield is looking okay. They go out in the transfer portal. They go get Davis Duvall, offensive lineman from Baylor. They go out and get a defensive end, Jason Harris from Colorado. Bastards. Those bastards steal my players. They get a really good linebacker in the Mac and Trayshawn Howard from Western Michigan coming in. What probably one of their best recruits that they landed.
Let me tell you what it sounds like.
What's that?
You're blowing a bunch of smoke up my fucking ass right now.
Gunner Maldonado. How many gunners can you put on a team before you just start winning? He comes in from Northwestern as well.
I don't know. I don't know that Gunner is necessarily a winning name. It's a name that a dad who wants his son to play quarterback gets named and then backs up and then transfers five different times before he finds a starting job. I'm thinking of Gunner Keel. I think he's the prototype Gunner.
Four-star Isaiah Rutherford transfers from Notre Dame to Arizona to play for this Don Brown defense. Patty C, they've been active in the transfer portal. They also brought another quarterback from Oregon State, Nick Moore. So
losing quarterback Rhett Rodriguez to Louisiana Monroe, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he end up going there? I thought we hypothesized that.
Oh, it didn't.
But I know he was in the transfer portal. He left Arizona. I just don't know where he went.
Gotcha.
But they lost what the other quarterback to Memphis, the one I talked about before. I forget what Gunner.
Grant Gunnell.
Yeah, Grant Gunnell. Jeez, I'm all over the place. But I'm going to say that this hire and this team wasn't as bad. USC got so lucky against Arizona last year. Now Arizona did get destroyed by Arizona State in a game. NC Nick was on the Wildcats, but you go back, you look 4-point loss to USC in a game. They should have won, Patty C. They really should have won that game. They really should have won that game.
What did they do for the rest of the season, Colby?
Well, the Colorado game was only they only played 4 games, dude, or 5 games, right?
Yeah. Did they win any of them?
No. But that's why they pulled the plug on Sumlin, and that's why Jed Fish is here, and he brings in a winning pedigree. And I think there's room to be optimistic if you're a Wildcat fan. Now, Vegas said, first off, before we get to the win total, they're bringing back, when you consider all those transfers, which I'm not considering any of them as returning starters, they're bringing back 6 offensive starters, 6 defensive starters, and their kicker and punter are back. Yeah. So Obviously there's two ways to look at that. That's only half of your offense, half of your defense, essentially. But if your defense and offense weren't any good, who gives a shit? Get them out of there, right? And I think that's what we're looking at here with the Wildcats.
Well, if you had like a marquee recruiting class to lean on, that would be something. But Arizona's recruiting rankings starting in 2018, 61, 56, 59, 78. And then this year they're sitting at 31. So maybe
telling you
early on in the recruiting cycle, but
watch out for them Wildcats.
We'll see if Fish can up their recruiting rankings, because that would be a massive improvement for them. Critical.
I mean, I think the run game is going to be fine. I'm curious what Don Brown will do with that defense. I think he's one of the best defensive coordinators in football, Patty C. So I am a believer that they'll figure some things out.
I didn't realize his nickname apparently at Michigan was Dr. Blitz.
Dr. Blitz, man.
I like that.
Should be that sounds like an old Nintendo game.
Yeah.
For football.
He looks who does he look like? You ever play that game Gyromite where he's, or you know, he looks like Dr. Robotnik from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, there we go. I kind of like it. He needs that mustache though.
Yeah.
But you get to this thing. I would say the run game is what they need to focus on. But I think Plummer played good in the limited time I saw him. I was impressed. The O-line returns three starters with a lot of starts. I mean, if anything, their O-line is all upperclassmen with the exception of Jordan Morgan at the left tackle spot. Defensively, I know it said, I said, they're only bringing back six, but I think still there's, when you add in all those transfers, it's a more talented defense than I think we realize. Now, Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, is telling us the win total for the Wildcats just at 2.5, Patty C. 2.5. I'm going to tell you this blindly. I'm taking the over because I believe in this coaching staff. I don't think they're as, you know, bad as their record projected last year.
Sumlin managed to lose less games each and every year he was at Arizona. So that was one of the longest toilet flushes of all time.
We faded him all the time on the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Experience. So sad to see him leave in a way, because we were nailing our bets, fading him. But you get to this, and let's go. What do you rate that higher in the offseason?
Oh boy. I mean, here's the thing. Arizona, what are you gonna do there? Who can make Arizona win? You know, who's gonna go to Arizona realistically that can make them win? You could go triple.
We just went through Rich Rod and Dick Tomey, two of their last like four coaches.
Well, Rich Rod is a exceptionally talented offensive coordinator, I think.
Dick Tomey was a great defensive coordinator.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be kind of one way you could do it at a Pac-12 school. It's not likely that it would be a relatively lateral move to go to most other Pac-12 schools. I could see him going to like a USC or like, you know, an SEC school or something, but more or less, if you hire a coach at Arizona, he's not going anywhere. You know, he's going to try and win there. And so he can be an X's and O's guy. He can be a recruiting guy. I don't know that Jed Fish produces or provides either of those. Maybe X's and O's.
Well, I can tell you this. If you're going to talk to a recruit and you say, hey, I've coached under Steve Spurrier, Dom Capers, Brian Billick, Mike Shanahan, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh, Jim Mora Jr., Sean McVay, and Bill Belichick, they might want to listen.
Well, he's sitting at number 31 in the recruiting rankings right now. Granted, we're pretty early on in that, so that can change drastically throughout the recruiting process. He does have more commits than most other teams in the country at this point, so that is probably why. But the guy doesn't have like a name. Like he played tennis in high school. I don't think he ever played football. You look at him, he looks like a little pipsqueak. So I don't know.
He was college roommates with Eagles general manager Howie Roseman.
He's a CEO.
This guy's connected.
We're going to see what he is. But I mean, as far as like making a splash in the hiring, I don't think that's what this is. Whether or not all his coaching experience and connections.
I think it's maybe an underrated hire.
I like what he's done so far.
Yeah. And I think blindly you're seeing the win total 2.5. Let's get into the schedule, but blindly I'm taking the over. I know the Pac-12 schedule's crazy, but let's get to it. In the Death Star, Saturday, September 4th, they get BYU. BYU's replacing a ton.
They are.
Dax Milne, Zach Wilson, a ton of that O-line gone. talk about an opportunity that they could sneak up on BYU.
Yeah,
they could. I'm calling for it.
You're calling for the upset?
Calling for the upset.
Oh, I got to disagree.
Wildcats,
man.
Get it done. Game one in the Death Star.
I will say a person that I am close to has been invited. Coach in the Los Angeles area has been invited to some of their, webinars where they're kind of explaining the defensive stuff. And apparently a lot of great information flying around. So
boom,
fun stuff happening down in Arizona.
So you're on a loss there, huh?
I'm on a loss there.
I'm on a win. Then they're home to San Diego State.
San Diego State.
This is tricky.
Actually, that guy that I was talking about, former member, former backup on the Desert Swarm defense.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
San Diego State's also
winnable.
A loss.
That this is winnable though.
In Tucson.
They're going to go 1-1.
Very winnable.
They could go 2-0 here, dude. Their win total is 2.5.
They could go 0-2.
They're not going to go 0-2.
I think they will go 0-2.
Okay, well, I'm taking them to go 2-0.
Wow.
How's that toilet flush, huh?
That's loud and
then week 3,
crazy. Week 3, that is a win.
The Lumberjacks, they're not horrible in the FCS ranks, but they come to Tucson. That's dude, I already hit my over. I got them 3-0.
All right, let's see the rest of the schedule.
At Oregon. Loss.
Loss.
Home to UCLA.
After a bye, what is UCLA coming off of that week? UCLA is, why am I not seeing this? Arizona. Oh, coming off a game against Arizona State. I think give me UCLA.
Yeah, I think we're going UCLA there too. So I got them at 3-2 at Colorado. They could win this.
They could, but I got them losing it.
Me too. 3-3, home to Washington.
It's a loss.
3-4 at USC.
It's a loss.
3-5. So you have them winning one game.
I bet by now they'll have two wins though.
Okay. Home to Cal. This
they could win that.
Is it?
They're
gonna sneak. They're gonna either get Cal or Utah in Tucson.
I agree. I think 3 is probably attainable.
At Wazoo.
That's even doable, but I don't think they do it.
Arizona State.
That's a loss.
So you have them winning 3 games?
I mean, 2.5 is the right number. Vegas.
No, it's not. I'm on 4 or 5.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Buddy, this team, they almost beat a deflected pass. Saved USC to beating them. Your top team in the Pac-12 last year, in the Pac-12 South, needed a deflected fourth down conversion.
Yeah, well, guess what that was with? That was Kevin Sumlin in his.
Well, that's my point. Is this is better?
Well, Kevin Sumlin, that was his fourth year there, third year. I think, he's starting fresh like that. You gotta have a year or two to build it towards success. And I think they're going to lose a lot of close games this year.
Give me 3 or 4. I'm thinking 4-8. 4-8. Give me the Wildcats 4-8. This is easy money.
I'll take the over as well.
It's easy money. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Give me that over all day long on the Wildcats. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're breaking down all 130 FBS college football teams each. We'll have a podcast. Yes, Louisiana Monroe will have a podcast from us breaking down the Warhawks. All right. Every team in Division I football. So subscribe, tell a friend, please. You got to do it. We cover it better than anyone. Trust me. We talk college football year round on the College Football Experience, but make sure you also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Yes, you're an Arizona Wildcat fan. Well, you got tons of reasons to want to listen to the College Basketball Experience with their new hire and getting rid of Sean Miller. You know, that's one of the best programs in that's a blue blood. That's a blue blood. And we will be breaking down the Pac-12. Had a great basketball season. We will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round. So check that out.
Now you guys need to hit that subscribe button.
Yeah. I mean, get over there, 2 different feeds guys. So, and we're loving that Tommy Lloyd hire. So I think if you're a Wildcat fan, you're going to want to listen to the College Basketball Experience. So get over there, do that. And like I said, College Football Experience, we're here for you. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years, been over 500 each and every season individually. Also as a collective, obviously. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on a spreadsheet for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing we're trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. If you do, take a screenshot. Go over to Twitter. Find me at the Colby D. Send me your screenshot and we will send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? Brand new. Give me a follow as well. I got to play that game. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. Give him a follow.
Get at me.
NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give him a follow. And don't forget to follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at the SGP Network. And also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. And don't forget the new SGPN app. Holy shit, is that awesome? So check out all that stuff. All right. This is the College Experience, Arizona Wildcat style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.